Hello and good morning, good Yom Tov. Today we are discussing the Midah of Sefer Panim Yafos from the Sefer Orchos Yosher. The Mishnah in Avos famously says, "Heve mekabelos kol adam b'sefer panim yafos," and kol ha'adam comes to include even someone you don't like. When you greet someone, when you see someone, it is crucial and essential to greet them with a pleasant face. Show that you're happy to see them. And Rav Chaim here explains in this chapter this big yesod of greeting people nicely. You could give a person, as often comes up, as Rav Chaim quotes multiple Midrashei Chazal that discuss giving tzedakah and greeting aniyim. And very often, you know, people will sometimes, when an ani comes and a person, a shliach, comes to collect money in a shul after shachris, in the middle of a seder, and they knock on a person's door, and a person is often in a rush and busy and stressed, and a person thinks to themselves, you know, or doesn't think to themselves, I should say, really, they really don't think, and they just, they don't put on a smile, they're not in a good mood. It could be not in a good mood for some any reason, nothing to do with the shliach asking for money, and they take their wallet out. And they might be very generous, they might take a $20 bill out, they might take their credit card, they might write a check for $100, whatever it is. A person might give a very generous donation, but without a smile, without a sense of compassion, recognition that the person that they're talking to or is asking for money is a ben adam, a mensch, a person, another human being who requires our respect. And he quotes from the Avos Rabbi Nassan over here, you give a person a great gift, and a person has an angry face, it's malav akasav kilo nasaklum, it is as though you have given nothing. But if you makabel chaver b'seir upon yafos, even if you don't give him a thing, a filo nasan lo klum, male alav akasav kilo nasan lo kol matanos toshu, as though you've given him all the good things. Because the yesod here, if we can elaborate a bit on this yesod, is, you know, money, while important, we need money to live, but ultimately money is just a means. The real, you know, effort in life is in Avodas Hashem and a spiritual and physical growth. And if you give a person a smile, if you give a person happiness, if you lift their spirits, that can really, you know, change them spiritually. It can change them emotionally, it can change them in a real substantial way. So while it's true, a person might need money to live, a person might need money to run their organization, but when you give them a smile, like you're giving them something that really changes what they need, changes them and gives them what they need. Tov hamalbin shinayim lechaveiro yoser mimashkei uchalav. Better to give a person a smile than to give them a cup of milk. Again, we see the yesod that while giving physical gifts is nice and good, and even to an ani, a poor person who needs it, but what the poor person really needs is our smile, our compassion, our time. One of the Talmid Chachamim in our Beis Medrash in Yeshiva pointed out that, and told me that Rav Shechter told him that the best, when you give an ani a tzedakah, it's not just the tzedakah that you give him, the money that you give him, but it's the time that you give him to hear a story, to let him speak like a person, that he should feel like a person, to have compassion for him, to give him a bracha, that he should get out of his bad situation, and then to give him some money too. And you'll notice that when aniyim come to the YBS Medrash, Rav Shechter gives them all the time in the world to speak. He quotes here in Medrash that even al yu panecha zeumos. Oh, this is actually from the Rush in the Orchos Chaim. Ayu panechas umos neged overim v'shavim. The kavelas on panamiras. Even those people who are walking by, just passers by. So often you have passers by, people walking by. You know, no, we're crossing each other in the hallways. We're not friendly with each other. We don't know each other. I'm not insulting you. No. You must smile, be friendly. You can change a person's life. You can give a person the lift that they need. And he goes on to discuss another very, very crucial topic, and that is the topic of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. And it points out the Gemara in Yom over here in Daf Pei Vav, Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha Shehei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahei Vayedecha. You should cause others to love Hashem. And how is that? A person could be a Talmid Chacham, Koreh, Shonah, Mesham, Shechamim, and if He is masa umatano be'emuna. He deals dealings honestly. V'dibur benachas imarias. He speaks peacefully and kindly and softly to people. Then Mahabriyos almost lavado people say about him, Ashrei mi shalom do Torah ruchamanam drachav. How great is this person's ways? Mitzukana ma'isav. This is avdi ata Yisrael asher b'chazfar. This is the glorious nation of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem takes pride in having us, and Chas Shalom, the opposite, someone who is a Tamar Chacham, but doesn't act nicely, and doesn't speak B'nachas Ruach and Abrius, and doesn't speak kindly to people, then people will have it'll create a tremendous Chal Hashem. And it'll create a tremendous Chal Hashem, because people will say, is this what Torah leads to the person? Is it? So you see that fixing a person's Midos, this Rav Chaim mentioned in a different chapter about Midos, that from the Gra, that the goal of Torah and Mitzvot, the goal of life, is to be misaking one's Midos, to fix one's character traits. And so, if a person has Torah, has Mitzvot, but doesn't have proper Midos, doesn't greet people kindly, then that is a horrible thing. Creates a Chil Hashem. He also quotes the Rambam that mentions as well. This is often the notion of Kiddush and Chil Hashem that we grew up with in school. You know, you're wearing a kippah, you're going out to the museum or whatever. You better make Kiddush Hashem. We have to see, people should see us acting nicely and say, oh wow, Avdei Hashem are really doing such incredible things. Okay, this is a very important midah of being mekabel. It's called Maseir Panyafos, says Rav Chaim, that we, the Gedolei Adoros and the great Talmid Chacham of all generations, have always been known to greet people nicely, except for, of course, situations that called for strictness. And as we know, the famous Bryson of Avodah Zarah says, Anava Mevi'eli Ruach Kodesh, a person has humility. And humility means not thinking that they're too good to say hello to someone, too good to greet someone, too good to be kind, too stuck up to, you know, even to an enemy or to someone they dislike, to say hello and how are you. But if they're an anav and they're humble, that indeed does lead to Ruach HaKodesh. Have a good Yom Tov.